the Shar Bitochin in his Psicho, Chavetz Lubavitch continues with the Teyeles, that the benefits of Bitochin for Avodas Hashem. There's many benefits, he says, for Avodas Hashem, and many benefits for Stam Gashmius. Bein Beruchnius, Bein Begashmius, there's benefits of Bitochin. So he's by the last Teyeles that he gives in his Psicho of the benefits of Bitochin. And he says, "Va'achas atayelah shabitochin mivil avodas Hashem hi shabaytech b'Hashem in mamoinei harav mayneo yisem levtayach b'Hashem. Nei shuloi b'tayach alamom and ela Hashem. Mamoinei nechsha b'ena v'rakei pikodin shu nitzav l'shtamash boi b'tzinoi misiyomel matoris misiyomel. It's the meshach zman mugbo. It's the fact that he has money does not prevent him from being b'tayach in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why? There's many people that, like the Chavetz Lubavitch says, they're b'tayach on their money. That if they have money, so then they're good to go. They don't have money, so then that's it. They lost everything. They lost their standing. They lost their ability to buy things. They lost whatever it is that they lost. They don't have anything. The b'teach on their money. Says the Chavetz Lubavitch, no, somebody that has b'tochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu realizes that his money is only a pikadon. If it's only a pikadon, so then he appreciates every day that the Rebbeinu Shem gives it to him, but it's a pikadon. And if he, a person that realizes that it's a pikadon, so then he's thankful for as long as he has it. If, and when he loses it, v'mamon miskayim b'yodeis man rav, inu bayit v'glal zeh b'Hashem v'tirasei. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to him for a long time, some people say, listen here, it's obviously I deserve the money. Then if HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes from them, they're upset. No. The person that's b'teach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's not bayit in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if he has the money, v'yishman yishun v'yivot, even if he has it for a long time, v'inu maskir sateh v'shaoseh le'ilah shu nitzav v'lasit lehem mehoinoi, sometimes the person that when he gives somebody a lot of money, he donates a lot of money, so then he expects something in return. He expects kovod, he expects whatever it is, expects that his bala meyas bala deya, as they say, right? Expects him to listen to him, expects him to, no, if you understand that it's bikodin, so then I'm not involved. I'm not involved in the, there's a Peldik story in the Tosha Rebbe, but in the book, he got one of his, somebody to give a tremendous amount of money to Moistis. And afterwards, he was talking to him, and he said, basically, he, slowly but surely, he convinced him to say, he got him to say, he says, I didn't do anything. But the person that donated all the money, whatever it was, tens of thousands of dollars, $100,000, I don't remember exactly how much the money was, a tremendous amount of money. And I didn't do anything, he said. You know, that's what you have to realize. Why not? What do you mean? Of course I did. I gave a lot of my money to tzedakah. What are you saying? I didn't do anything. Because if you realize that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you this money to use in the way that is meant to be used, and the meita, and it's not all meant for yourself, it's meant to give out. So then what did I do? I'm just, somebody asked me, by the way, you're going to the mirror is like the central Tachan America Zoo. You're going to the mirror, can you bring this to Yankel, Chaim Yankel? What's inside? $20,000. So I just give this guy $20,000. You didn't do anything. What are you saying? You just brought it from wherever you live to this guy. That's all that you did. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing. But a person doesn't look at it as that. A person looks at it as if I made the money, I'm spending 16 hours a day working, I'm making the big bucks, and now I'm taking this money that I earned with all my sweat and tears, and I'm giving it to somebody. What do you mean I didn't do anything? So what's Takup Shah? He did. Lamaisa, this guy spent 16 hours a day. Lamaisa, this guy, of course he did do something. What do you mean he didn't do anything? The answer is, who gave him the koyach b'chlal to work 16 hours a day? Vasapa said he works 16 hours a day and not everybody else does. Where does he get the koyach for such a thing? Where does he, how is he so, he has so much motivation and energy to do it? Who gave him the business acumen to be able to make such a deal? Right? The Targum says, I had an idea. Who gave you that idea? He gave you the Eitzes. When you had an idea and a great idea popped into your head, where did that idea come from? I was brainstorming. I was brainstorming. What do you mean? I was brainstorming and it came into my head. How did it come into your head? Because I was brainstorming. What do you mean? They push it. You start thinking about it. What do you mean you were brainstorming? Who gave you the seichel? Who put the ideas into your head? When you realize it's all from the Rebbeinu Shalom and it's all because of him, so instead of asking people for tevis, for all of what you did for them, you thank the Rebbeinu Shalom, thank you for making me a shliach to give over money to them. And if he loses the money, he's not worried about it. You thank the Rebbeinu Shalom for taking the money, just as you thank him for giving you the money. Somebody that I know actually was by his house about 20 years ago collecting money. But what I heard, I don't know, in 2008, in the financial meltdown, he lost in one night $400 million. $400 million. I mean, somebody that has $400 million to lose, that means that obviously he's doing all right. But how is he doing afterwards? I don't know. I do know that afterwards he came to Israel and retired and he sits and learns. I don't know exactly if he doesn't work at all. I don't know. Whatever. But this is a person that he lost in one night, but he didn't lose his bitachon and he didn't lose his. There's a story I saw Rabbi Yaakov Glinsky brings down. He says that there was a person that I don't remember who it was a guy or if it was a yid, that he lost in one night also tremendous amount of money, and when he heard that he lost that amount of money, he had a heart attack and he died. The kids are who gets the money is Yorshim. He didn't have any children, so it was a distant relative that got the money, and he was a mamash a pauper, this guy. He heard afterwards how much money he got. He was so in shock from the tremendous amount of money that was left over and that he was now his, he had a heart attack on the spot and he died. So Yaakov Glinsky says, just see what went on over here. This guy, he lost all his money. Everything's relative. For this guy, the amount that he lost, he died. He punched it, had a heart attack. The other guy, he had all the money that was left, he had a heart attack with so much money. What's up, Sean? Had the other person looked at it as a because and says, listen here, this is what the Kodesh Baruch Hu gave me, and look, I still have a tremendous amount of money at the end of the day. Even if he wouldn't have had, but certainly in this case, then he would have looked at it, it's a whole different, he would have saved his life, mamish. But a person doesn't look like that. This is also another thing that sometimes a person happens. If he loses money, he wants that other people should lose money. If that's that he should lose his money and somebody else shouldn't lose their money. He doesn't know. I don't want anybody else's money. I don't get the money. I don't deserve the money. Whatever it is, the Kodesh Baruch Hu took it. I want whatever the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives me. Tzadik eats. He's satiated with what he has. Why? Because whatever he has, he realizes that that's what he's supposed to be having from the Rebbeinu Shlom. It doesn't mean that a person can't daven that his matzah should be better, and it doesn't mean v'chulu. But he realizes at this present situation that he's in now, this is exactly what is best for him. Will tomorrow be better? Will be different? Will be maybe? Maybe he's daven. Maybe it doesn't mean that he doesn't daven. It doesn't mean v'chulu. But this is what he realizes is the best thing for him. In 2008, speaking about the financial meltdown, if I remember correctly, I think Kimdumani Rav Steinman said that the people that lost their money, it's because they didn't give Meiser. They gave a lot of tzedakah, but comparatively to how much they had, the Gam L'Shichno, I don't know if they didn't give actually Meiser, or the Taka didn't give, the way that he said it, they didn't give Meiser. Like he says, that if a person has a tremendous amount of money, he used it the way that the Ribbono Shel Olam gives it to him, so then the Kodesh Baruch Hu will say, listen, you're using it the right way. I gave you precaution, you're using it properly. I'll continue. I know him personally, it's very close to somebody in my family, that he lives off of Meister. All the money that he makes, he takes 10% and he gives the 90% to other people. And this is a person that the way that it was described is, Ubolea Tzfardim Kol Hayom. He's swallowing frogs the whole day. What does that mean? That I'll give you one example. That he had property, his property is in a bunch of different places. That's what the Chavis Lo is called, Pizor Nefesh. But I think it was in Europe, he lives in America. And he had somebody managing his property. Because the person was not doing a great job, but he didn't want to fire the person. The person's going to feel bad, Mahulu. So instead, what he did is he sent somebody else to buy the property, Kilo, off of himself. He sent his friend to buy, he gave money to his friend to buy the property off of himself, so that Kilo, as if, that's it, the property's not owned by me anymore. So that the other person, what could I do? You're working for me, and now the property's not mine anymore. That's the way that he did it in his... He could have just said, listen here, you know who you're working for, you know who I am. But no, he did it in a way that shouldn't lose his Bein Adam L'Chaver just because of his tremendous money, tremendous supports an entire kirl. This person. His kirl, supports an entire kirl here in Eretz Yisrael. But it's all a cook and how does a person act with their money? How do they look at their money as a... I heard such a story about Donner also from London, who was killed in a car accident. That he made a certain deal, he made something like in the tens of millions of dollars. And right away he gave 90% and he took 10%, only took 10% of himself. Which he understood that because Baruch was giving him so much money, it's not for himself. it's to give over to the next person. It's to give over. It's we'll do one other next short paragraph. That was all b'negiyah avodas Hashem. You were taken in Kadosh Baruch Hu, so then you're happy with what happens, and you're not going to be b'negiyah in Kadosh Baruch Hu just because he gave you so much money or because he took your money. But there is also te'elis shabitach maybe la'sogas oishir b'negiyah l'mazeh, for a person to achieve oishir, happiness. Real happiness in this world is only alayde bitachon. Hein menuchas ha'lev midaygis ha'il l'mazeh v'shalvim mitzreitzis ha'nefesh mitzara al-hedot ha'viseh ha'gufanayit. That a person is calm and tranquil, and he has serenity with regard to he's not running after his taivas, because when a person is running after the taivas and he wants more, I want to go on this trip, I want to own that thing, I want to, then it never stops. Right? So yishlemana, right? So masayim, risarvamit. There's never a time that it's going to stop, and there's never a time that you're going to be able to achieve everything that you want to get. So you're always looking to do more, and you're never happy with what you have. The only way to really be happy is to be sameach v'chalkei. It's not that there's other ashirim, this is also an ashir. No, this is the only ashir. The only person that really is happy is the person who's sameach v'chalkei. It doesn't make a difference what he has. Like the story said last week, the guy that didn't have pajamas even. He's the guy that's happy with the ma'isah. Somebody that's b'teich in Kadosh Baruch Hu is calm. Bebitcho b'shalva, he's secure and tranquil. Baruch Hamazeh, Kama Shekosev, Baruch Hagever, Sheiftach B'Hashem, Hayoshem Miftachon. Baruch, the person who is b'teich in Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu is his miftach. Kadosh Baruch Hu is his stronghold. Vayakeit shotzel apal gemayim, amayim v'yuvel shalach yishlach shrosho, v'liyirki avichoyim, v'yalei aranon, v'shalach v'tzeris l'yidag, v'liyom mishmas yisperi. We're in Damatu, like a tree that he always has his water, and even in the time when it's hot, and even when it's chamsin outside, like today, it still doesn't get the, he doesn't lose himself, he still has whatever he needs. Because whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me, that's obviously what I'm supposed to be having. But I don't have anything that anybody else has. Look, everybody else has this, and I don't have it. So then, Mazeh Shaveh. Because you're not supposed to have it. The person that, he could either be bitter about it, or he could say, listen here, obviously this is not what is meant for me. And obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's best for me. And had he tapped me on the shoulder and he told me that, by the way, because of ABC situation, this is what's going to have to happen, then I would have been totally happy with it. But we don't know that situation, so therefore we're bitter about it. The person's bitter about it. But what really is happening is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tapping the guy on the shoulder and telling him, this is the best situation for you right now. If this is the situation in, this is the best situation. May a person, for Eliyahu Novi, would come and tell you, by the way, the Baruch Shalom asked me to give you a message and tell you that you may have to take away some of the money that he gave you, v'chulu, v'chulu, he'd be totally fine. But that's not the case. We didn't get the message from Eliyahu Novi. We got the message straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in such a massive, then obviously that's what's best for us in this specific massive. And a person who's be'emes sameach b'chalkei, not just what can I do, this is the situation, but no, since this is the situation, this is obviously what's best for me, then he is the one, and he's the only one who's truly happy.